Treat Dad this Father's Day with great gifts from Menards. From levels, nailers, and drills to complete any project, to tool chests, recliners, and grills, we've got the perfect gifts to make this Father's Day one to remember. Stop by your local Menards today and save big money on gifts for Dad. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at Menards.
Happy daylight savings time.
To who?
Yeah, I know. It's November, mid-November. That doesn't mean anything.
When is this going to air? The 15th?
Literally mid-November.
I really like not going down that road.
No.
Welcome to Smell You Later.
Welcome to Smell You Later.
Nothing is the problem.
Everything is fine.
Everything is fine.
Welcome to Smell You Later, where nothing is wrong and everything is fine. We love to be here.
We do love to be here.
We do. Yeah.
I'm thrilled.
This is like consistently the thing that's like always fine and good.
Yes, exactly.
And never a problem.
Exactly. Is your week less chaotic than the week you had before?
Yes and no. I was feeling kind of like run down. I don't know why, just because things and thoughts. Mm-hmm. It's amazing how tired you can get from just thinking thoughts. But there was that eclipse that everyone's like, it's a crazy eclipse. And me being like an astrology bitch, I'm like, what does it mean? It doesn't mean anything. There were some coincidences that lined up because like eclipses are, they're closing things and they like eclipse things out of your life. And then it's like me sending my ex-boyfriend on a plane back to his home country.
Yeah.
I'm like, wow, that really did coincide.
Whatever the moon is doing is none of my business.
Truly.
You know what I mean?
I'm just going to trust her to wrap it up for me.
Was that Wednesday?
That was Tuesday.
Tuesday.
Yeah.
Shout out to the moon. Huge fan.
Love her.
Love your work.
She's doing great.
This is so pretty.
I went to a couple of beauty events. I got like so many facials. Okay, like one facial and like one facial treatment. That's that like the M-face thing.
Yeah.
Which it's weird. I'm on my like, that was my third one. You're supposed to do four. It's like 20 minutes. You just sit there with these like electro pads on your face that like electrocute your face into being snatched.
Yeah.
I'm not explaining it right, but anyway.
That's basically
kind of, yeah. It's like kind of, yeah. It's like radio frequency and like microcurrenty stuff. But after 3 weeks, I'm like, and like, I'm not even like the perfect candidate for this necessarily just because like.
You're already snatched.
I'm already snatched. Yeah. Whatever. It's genetic privilege. But even after 3 weeks, I'm like noticing.
Really?
Things.
Really?
Like just like the density of my face is like more plump.
Because it works the muscles.
Yeah. And even like I get little crow's feet like when I smile and they're like less visible. And I'm like, what?
They've been hounding me about doing that too. And
do it.
It's so expensive.
Do it for free.
I know. But ever since you said that thing about Linda Evangelista, I'm like, oh, I don't, if it's going to backfire on somebody, it's going to backfire on
it's
me.
It's not going to backfire. I looked into it and Cool Sculpting is different than M Face.
Okay.
Yeah. What is interesting is that M-Face, what I thought was interesting, did I say this last episode? I don't remember. Is that it was like a NASA technology for astronauts in space because there's no gravity, so their muscles atrophy.
Oh.
So originally it was like for your body to like work your muscles out so you don't go back to Earth and are like jello.
I love that they're like, now how can we retrofit this so we can be hot?
Exactly. How do we make this about vanity? All technology.
All good things are.
I'm like, there's some sort of sci-fi plot there that I'm...
Yeah.
Speaking of, like, I'm also, like, I was asked to co-write, me speaking prematurely here, to co-write a film.
What?
With a friend. A friend from college who's Sick. A filmmaker. And it's, like, already, like, kind of, like, in development. And, like, he, like, has producers or whatever. But I don't know why. But he was like, I really want you to co-write this with me. And I was like, sure. I have no fucking clue how that works, but sure.
What's it about?
Something, something, boats, family drama, something, something. It's probably going to change a bit. But it's kind of his idea, which is great because like
family drama,
family comedy drama on a boat. That's
on a boat.
I'll just that's like the broadest thing I can think of. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know. I just think it'll be funny or fun.
Well, you're a great writer and everything you do is perfect and you can't stop succeeding. So this is just like the next chapter in you.
But it's like me, like I said yes to this and then thinking, how do I swindle him into working with me on my screen ideas, which I've had?
Well, I think this is the first step.
Yeah. I think this is it. I'm like, okay, let's see if we work well together. Mm-hmm. And then after that, I've already told him like the idea I had for a screenplay. So he's like, that's incredible. Yeah, we'll totally do that. Even though I'm like, we'll see what you mean.
Yeah.
But yeah, it, again, speaking of the moon, JK, in the back of my mind so many months ago, like, what am I doing with my life? What do I want to do with my life? And I was like, I think it'd be fun to write something for screen. And then like this just pops up.
Okay. This is this is what happened with your book too.
Exactly.
You were like, wouldn't it be fun if I wrote a book? Exactly. And then you get this major book deal.
Yeah.
Bitch, I want to manifest some shit like that.
I'm like very skeptical about manifesting just because it's like the TikTok of it all.
Yeah.
And if I hear any fucking more mantras like, I don't chase, I attract, like, I don't know what it is when something becomes so ubiquitous that automatically I'm like turned off to it.
Yeah.
Or just, no, I guess because it just feels so performative.
I hear you.
And then the more performative, the more it becomes content, the less connected it feels to me. I don't, you know.
I'm not on TikTok, but I get what you mean.
Yeah. It's like anything on social media that happens to that.
And I may have said this before, and I feel like such a bitch saying it, but like, now that the inner child has blown up on TikTok and everyone's talking about their inner child, I'm like, can we move on?
We are obsessed with like over pathologizing everything.
I'm like, it's just a buzzword at this point. You know what I mean?
It is. Whatever. Attachment anyway. Styles, love languages. Like, why would I tell you my love language so you can manipulate me? No, thank you. God, no.
I love a love language.
I.
That's very early smelly later days.
It is very early smelly later days. And like on the one hand, I get it. It is helpful. It's good to know. But at the same time, I'm like, you figure it out.
Yeah, right, exactly.
I want to see what you do. I don't want to tell you all the cheat codes. That's cheating.
Speaking of you being existential, bitch, so am I. Or I was. Sorry, let me rephrase that. Speaking of you having been existential, I am certainly in my existential era right now.
Yeah.
And I don't know why.
I think you're always a little bit. You go through waves, but I love when you are. I'm here for it.
I just like once a quarter, I have that week of like, what am I doing?
It's always this time of year.
Yeah.
I think like the holidays, I get very existential. The lead up to the holidays and my birthday.
Mm-hmm.
I think just because they're both times of the year where like there's so much pressure on like life achievements or something.
Sure.
I don't know. But then I'm always like, I don't know what the fuck I'm doing.
I'm excited for next year. That's not freaking me out. Maybe I am excited for next year. Maybe that is what's freaking me out.
Yeah. I'm excited for next year. I kind of just want to like speed through the holidays, honestly. They just like kind of bum me out. I don't know why, but they always do.
I love New Year's. It's such a fake holiday.
It's so fake. I get so much pressure, the FOMO pressure for New Year's. And this is so stupid. And it's a thing that I'm gradually shedding. But like every year in my 20s, for the longest time, I would get super, super anxious if I like wasn't dating anyone over the holidays. Because I'd feel like really sad and lonely because everyone's like, it's such a romantic time of year.
Like, and no, like, it's not.
Family, togetherness, and blah, blah, blah. And I was like, I feel alienated by everything and everyone. And I'm like, no.
My
favorite. No, I don't care about that as much.
My favorite time of year is the week between Christmas and New Year's.
Oh, yeah.
Because, like, no one does anything and, like, everyone's just, like, drunk the whole time. And maybe I'm just speaking for myself. Yeah. But
no, it's great. Everyone's just, like, fat and sloppy the whole week. I love it.
It's so good.
Yeah.
Let's play our voice note. I'm freaking out.
Let's.
Hi, Tynan. Hi, Sable. My name's Lizzie. I'm looking for a scent recommendation for a friend who tends to, like, fragrances with spice, tobacco, and leather in them, as well as woody or creamy notes. Some of her tastes skew gourmand-ish, with things like chocolate or boozy scents to them, but without being particularly sweet. What she currently wears is Later 6 and a perfume called Amagama by Fazotic. If you have any ideas for things along those lines, I would be so grateful. Thank you. Have a good night.
Amagama?
I don't. Whatever that was. So this question is great because...
Yeah, many things popped in my head.
Yeah. Well, I mean, number one, you came to the right place.
Yes.
And number two, this is very in line with the theme of the episode today.
It is.
So I guess we're just starting off, but we're going to answer your question first. Yeah.
What immediately came to mind was like anything by Acro, because like gourmand, smoky, chocolatey, Replica, Jazz Club, or By the Fireplace.
Don't buy Jazz Club.
No.
Everyone's wearing it. Don't buy Jazz Club.
Okay. Jazz Club is over.
Also, it sucks. Do buy By the Fireplace, though.
Okay. Didn't know we were anti-Jazz Club.
Yeah, we always have been.
Okay.
So I have two that come to mind. One is by a new fragrance brand called Mind Games. And They are a collection of, I believe, 10 scents.
Oh, I like that name.
Inspired by chess.
Oh, yeah.
Whatever that means. So there are 5 white scents and 5 black scents. And the one that I think is perfect is called Double Attack because it is woody. It's spicy. It's a little floral. It has bourbon and vanilla in it, but it does have this note of chocolate that really comes up through it in a way that's like not confectionery, but it is like warm and round. It's really, really nice and just really easy to wear and feels luxury, but not loud. I really, really like it. It is $345. So if you don't want to drop all that money, there is a new, I believe it's new, from Banana Republic, and it is called Tobacco and Tonka Bean. That is also just really lovely. It sort of is what it sounds like. It's a really simple, warm, tobacco-y, sweet fragrance. I like it a lot. It is also allegedly It's allegedly $125, which I don't think is the truth, but it's nice, and you get a big-ass thing of it. So, yeah, I think those two, in my experience, are great. Mm.
I would also throw in there, sorry, it's expensive.
It's not $125. Go on, Sable, sorry.
Ex Nihilo Honore Delights. The name is escaping me. It's their gourmand, which is like kind of gourmand, but not super gourmand. If you want to go super chocolatey, Cacherelle, Yes, I Am Delicious.
Get Unbreakable by Chloe and Lamar.
Oh, wait, I thought that was discontinued.
It's like all over online.
Oh, okay.
For dirt cheap.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, also expensive, sorry. Bond number 9, New Bond Street. It's like super spicy, warm, a little bit tobacco-y, but like more spicy than sweet, but a little bit sweet too. A little boozy. And Commodity Gold Bold.
I just feel like you're saying like every fragrance you've ever worn.
I know. Yes, I am.
I think the Ex Nihilo one, if I'm being honest, misses the mark on the question because that to me is like an elevated warm vanilla sugar. That which is gourmand, yeah, which but is it's not woody, it's not boozy, it's not chocolatey, it's like, it is creamy.
Perhaps.
I love that one. It's just like, there's not a lot of depth to it. It's very heady.
I think on the dry down, it gets more gourmand.
Yeah. Thank you for the question. That was a great one.
Yeah, that was a good one. Tynan, what do you smell like today?
So this, I've smelled like something that I really like and I've been wearing it all week. I've been going back to it, which is to me the sign of something that I really fuck with. I am wearing something from one of my favorite perfumers, Lush.
Ooh.
And it's not new. I think this is one of their core. It's called American Cream.
What?
I know. I don't quite know about that name for like any reason.
No, not American Cream.
Yeah. But it is.
Porn category? Jesus Christ.
What's that?
Like, is that a porn category?
I know.
Is that just me being a perv?
Both. Just me being perv. I'm still, I guess, in my lactonic marshmallow era. It's just this beautiful, round, creamy, sweet, milky, marshmallowy fragrance. You know, I know what people think of when they think of Lush fragrances. They think of patchouli and rose jam and all of this, and deserved. But if you really get in there, Lush does some exquisite perfumes and always has. Some of my favorites from them are like called I'm Home, Cardamom Coffee, Rentless. I really, really like what they do. A lot are limited edition because of the way that they source things and the way that they produce. American Cream is core, I believe. It's great. It's just notes of vanilla, like vanilla strawberry. It has a little berry in it, some herbs, sage, and lavender. It's just milky and sweet and bouncy and frothy. And it's sort of like if you took Philosophy's Fresh Cream, which is a very literal interpretation of milk, and then you married it with the sweetness of Commodity Milk, any of them, but Personal, okay, you would sort of get this. It's it's like a milkshake, but not more milk than shake, I suppose. It is sweet, but it's not ice cream.
Okay.
It's just really simple. It's really lovely. Mm-hmm. It's super easy to wear. It lasts all day. I love it. I think everyone should go out and smell it.
Are Lush stores like around?
I think in like major cities and also smaller major cities. We had one in Madison.
Major cities.
You know.
Okay.
They're in Chicago. They're here. Yeah. I mean, we're in New York City, but.
Because there's two Lush. I feel like there used to be way more Lush stores
there's
in New York.
Bunch,
and now
I feel.
There's not as many. I mean, I guess that could be said of many brands. But yeah. I haven't walked past one in like so long.
Yeah.
They sent me a couple of fragrances a while ago.
Yes.
They sent me like, they sent me Lust and they sent me Misrule.
Yeah. Those are Lord of Misrule.
The Lord of Misrule. Yeah.
Those are good, but those are sort of more lush, you know?
Yeah, like, exactly. Yeah. That's what I was like, this is fine.
Some of them do give Whole Foods.
A little bit.
But a lot of, they do gourmands really well.
Okay.
They're not afraid to like get
food. Go there.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah.
That's great. Mm-hmm. I love being lactose intolerant and only wearing milk fragrance.
I know. Yeah. That's how you make up for it.
Gotta get it somewhere.
It's like me not being able to drink alcohol, but loving boozy fragrances.
Exactly. So. Mm-hmm. Multitudes. Yeah. Sable, what do you smell like today?
Okay, so I went to the launch event for this fragrance this week. It is a new fragrance from Régime de Fleur, Leather Petals, which I love the name. It's very evocative.
They do good names.
They do good names, and it's gorgeous.
Can I smell it on you?
I love this so much.
Yeah, that's quite
It's
pretty.
A perfect marriage of both leather and petals. Mm-hmm. Not necessarily florals. Like, I don't get like a super floral vibe from this, but something about it, like immediately when I first sprayed it on, I was like, it kind of is giving like vintage cologne a little bit. It has that
it's almost like a little metallic on top.
Yeah, there's like a little bit of a metallic quality to the leather. It's like a cold leather.
Yeah,
but I guess like whatever the petals infer, it's also like a little bit powdery, a little bit velvety and fresh. The whole vibe to me is just like, in my mind, like dark, vivid blood red leather.
Mm-hmm.
That like kind of like oxblood color leather, like that's what I think of when I smell this scent. Speaking of our colors question last week.
Oh yeah.
And it's like it's truly a great, like, I don't get a vibe of this being, in the marketing sense, like gendered in either direction, which I love.
Agreed.
Yeah,
agreed.
Anybody will wear this and it will read how it reacts to your skin.
You're right. There is a vintage cologne vibe to this that I didn't say. It smells gorgeous on you.
And I know. It's like a little bit 80s kind of in the vibe.
Yeah. Like 70s.
Or 70s. Yeah. Which is normally not my thing at all, but it's such a modern take on it that it's really, really cool.
Me just making shit up.
Yeah.
To your point about the petals. Yeah. They read less floral and almost more green.
Yeah.
Like there is the earthy quality, mm-hmm. but it's not floral. Outright,
it's like the
outright.
Dirt,
yeah,
as well as the stem.
And the stem,
that's
what I'm getting.
Completely, like it's not like a rose.
No,
I don't know if there's rose in there, but it doesn't. I don't get rose. I get maybe like iris and violet. Iris for sure.
I think you get a little bit of rose,
a little bit of violet, maybe a little bit of rose.
Everyone, it's sort of like generic floral in the good way.
Yes.
Like if you're trying to paint a picture of just florals for the sake of florals to then spin them like they did here, I think mm-hmm. painting a more broad picture of them is beneficial.
I agree. But because it's like a tiny bit powdery, I'm like, there's probably a little bit of iris or violet in there.
Yeah.
Perhaps.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't like to look up the notes because
I do.
It's just like then it like changes the way I think about something. But overall,
I love to know.
Gorgeous scent. Honestly, even at the event, it was just in this, like the basement of some bar in Chinatown. It was very much so a fashion people event, and I felt like very stupid out of place.
I love that.
But it was even like reading the copy and like seeing all the visuals for this, I was like, this brand is like the Lana Del Rey of perfume.
It is. The notes are actually very cool. Too bad you'll never know.
Oh, no.
There's rum in this, actually.
Ooh, unexpected.
I know.
Wait, okay, just say them.
Okay.
Just say the notes.
Okay. So really not too floral at all.
No. It has all those alternative florals, I feel. Like galbanum and lobjanum are like the alt florals.
Can you imagine writing this copy? An unsettling concoction
of
bitters, woods, poisonous herbs, and flowers on a base of exquisitely subtle leather. I don't think the leather is subtle, but I do think it's beautiful.
Yes, I agree with that.
This is great.
Yeah. Also, Devana. Interesting, because I normally don't like Devana.
It's giving witch.
It's giving woodland witch. Yeah. Anyway.
Sorry, I'm ruining the fun. Artemisia bitters.
What?
It's giving Harry Potter.
Yeah.
This is not a turf podcast, by the way. Devana, rose, orris, osmanthus,
galbanum?
Galbanum, thank you.
Okay.
Patchouli, cedar, venenum flower, labdanum, styrax, and leather. So
now I'm like, I have to smell the rest of their scents.
Oh, I have like all the testers.
Oh, really?
Or all the vials. Yeah, they sent
me. I'll just ask them,
which is very nice. They
sent
me all the testers and
and
said like, let us know which one you want,
mm-hmm.
and we'll send them. Turns out I don't want any of them, but but I do want Tears just for the sake of having a fragrance called Tears.
I saw in some like magazine YouTube video when they, I don't know why everyone loves to interview Alexa Chung on like what's in her bag. It's like,
is it 2013?
This like, we're still obsessed with what's in Alexa Chung's bag all the time.
It's still chapstick. Move on.
Still, I know. I'm like, it's still just Vaseline. But she pulled out a bottle of Régime de Fleur River Rock Melody.
Yeah. I talked about that. On
yeah. Yeah.
Rock and River Melody.
Rock River Melody. Sorry. And then I was like, if Alexa Chung likes it. She is like one person that like, even though like we don't have the same style, but if she says she likes something, I'm like, it's probably cool.
That surprises me.
I know.
Out of you.
And I've like become interested in things that she has like shouted out. Yeah. But then like after I get familiar with it, I'm like, eh, not for me. Which is why I'm like, I don't know what it is, but I just like, I'm trying to make this link. It's not happening.
It surprises me that she does not have a beauty brand. And thank God. Can anyone not have a beauty brand?
She's done beauty collabs. Yeah, she's like the spokesperson for something called Code 8.
Okay.
It's like some like clean vegan makeup brand, blah, blah, blah.
Or,
that's like weirdly expensive for how much the components look like. They're like Revlon.
Yeah.
And she has done a partnership with Ico, which makes sense because like...
Oh my God, remember Ico?
I know. They're still around.
Are they?
Yeah, I still get emails from them.
Wow.
But like no one cares about them anymore. No. They were always like, they were so cool, but their products were always like, meh.
They had those lash fibers that you would put on your mascara to like make it thicker.
Yeah.
Bitch, when I tell you, I've never had crazier looking lashes in a good way. I have photos and people are like, what are you wearing? And I was like, it's too long of a story.
Yeah.
But that shit worked.
Okay.
It was like putting cat hair on your lashes. Ooh. But it did. It got you there.
I want that.
Oh my God. It looked like Dita Von Teese.
Yeah. I just remember every time I would use their liquid liners, they would just like smudge and run. And like, I was like, guys, get it together.
Right.
Give me waterproof.
Right.
But if Alexa Chung approved it.
So the holidays are coming up.
That they are.
And whether we like it or not.
Mm-hmm.
And last week, we told you guys that we wanted to do some personal shopping for you. So instead of us curating our gift guide, we wanted you to tell us what you were looking for, what kind of fragrances, what kind of gifts, what kind of person you were shopping for. As specific as possible, it could be whatever you want it to be as long as it laddered back to fragrance. And y'all really showed up. Mm-hmm. So we are going to go through most of the gift guide questions and give you some great answers.
Yes.
Because that's what we do.
That is what we do.
This is our gift to you.
Our gift to you. Knowledge.
Yes. All right. So should we just jump in?
Let's just jump in.
The first question comes from Pasta Granny saying she likes, I feel like this is very like smelly later 2022.
It is.
She likes fig, tobacco, and marshmallow fragrances. Very lesbian. That qualifier.
What is a lesbian scent?
That qualifier actually does really help. So thank you for that.
Okay. So you suggested...
I suggested Mansra Fig Ecstasy because, I mean, it's a fig fragrance.
Yeah,
and we have been all about fig this year, specifically you. And it's sort of a powdery fig in a way that fig often runs powdery.
Yeah.
But not so powdery that I would not want to wear it. It's just not a big, juicy, fruity purple scent, you know?
Are figs purple?
I think.
Sometimes they're green.
Do I not know what a fig is?
I think there are many figs.
Am I thinking of a prune?
Are you thinking of a prune?
Is there a difference?
Okay, there are black figs and there are green figs.
Okay, I'm thinking of a black fig.
And I wonder if they smell or taste the same. I don't know.
I don't know.
But what does a fig taste like? I don't even know. I mean, I do know. I've eaten them, but I'm still just like, what is your flavor? Sir, what is your flavor? Anyway.
Fig ecstasy is gorgeous.
Yeah.
Fig milk,
yep.
Incense,
yep.
Fig leaf.
Mm-hmm.
It's a really nice take on a scent like that and not what I was expecting. Also... Dias and Durga Debaser.
Of course.
It is the fig fragrance.
It is the fig.
So romantic. It's so summery. It's so
fig
horny.
TM.
Coconut milk, fig, iris. It's great.
Yeah.
I would.
What's interesting is like fig and tobacco are not often combined.
But they sound good together.
But they do sound
maybe
good.
Maybe she should just, maybe whoever this should. Lesbian is, should just make this fragrance.
Make and a lesbian fig tobacco.
Fragrance. I'd buy it. Also, marshmallow, you have to, it has to be commodity milk personal. Yes. Sorry, I've been talking about it all year and
what
I'm not going to stop.
About milk bold? In this iteration. Do I have milk bold? I think I do. I have
I think the milk discovery set from Commodity would be beneficial
too. That would
too.
Be beneficial. Also, Matier Premier Parisian Musk came to mind because that's super figgy as well.
Right.
It's not very musky. It's very figgy.
And it has fig. I know this is a dumb question. It has fig in it,
I'm
right?
quite sure. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, ambrette is like the featured note.
Okay.
Which ambrette and fig, like ambrette can make up a fig accord.
Yeah.
Let's put it that way.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great.
I guess. Yeah.
I think those are some good places to start.
Yeah. Hillary Likes Dogs says, I want a perfume that smells like burning sage. Any ideas? No.
I have some ideas for you. Don't worry. I cooked with sage this week and I was like, this really made some points.
I only know sage from like the witchy sage when you burn it. Mm-hmm. So that's what I think of when I think of sage.
So, I mean, sort of same.
Yeah.
Jo Malone, wood, sage, and sea salt comes to mind.
Okay.
If you
I haven't smelled that one.
If you fuck with Jo Malone.
Yeah. I think many people do.
Some other scents that contain sage that we like, mm-hmm. Byredo de los Santos. Mm-hmm. You're going to get, that's much more of a like lively incense vibe than a true sage. But you do get the sage, I think, off rip with that.
Yeah.
Because there's something really like airy and green about it up top.
Yeah.
And that's not my go-to Byredo because we're not speaking. But De Los Santos is a really interesting take on incense. Also, to go back to it, Diaz and Durga Burning Barbershop. That is a lot of what it smells like. I mean, it that sounds like what it smells like, fire and chrome. But there is a sage note in there as well.
Yeah. Also, what just popped into my head is Sage Spell by Victor and Rolf, which isn't new. It's like, it was like this like little capsule collection.
Yeah. I love those.
Yeah. And I remember Sage Spell won like an Allure Best of Beauty Award when I was working there. And I was like, well, wasn't my pick, but whatever. Not to say it's a bad scent. I'm just like, is it the best scent? I don't know. Anyway.
That little capsule was really good.
It was really good. Yeah. And I remember like their event, they had like a tarot card reader and she was like, your life's about to blow the fuck up. And I was like, cool. Thanks for the perfume. Bye. But this one is much more, I think, zesty and aromatic. And it's like lighter. It's not as like spicy and heavy as like one may think of with sage.
Or Victor and Rolf.
Or Victor and Rolf. Yeah. I think this one is much more herbaceous and light.
I wish those were still around.
Oh, are they discontinued?
Oh, very.
Dang.
Yeah.
It has wormwood in it. That's cool.
I know. Were all sort of spooky.
Yeah, they were all quite witchy and spooky. Wait, why did they discontinue them?
Because no one bought them because they're expensive and no one knew about them. Next question. I don't know how to say it. We're going to fuck up.
The one gown.
What is it?
The one gown.
The one. That's the one gown.
You're like Theoni gown.
I was trying to fucking sound it out. What is your, I mean, I feel like we talk about these every fucking episode. Yeah. What is your absolute hero, desert island fragrance, no budget, obsessed with y'all. Thank you. One gown.
You can't just pick one. That's crazy.
Well, I picked three.
But you did pick three.
Obviously, 1996, which is discontinued from Byredo. Intoxicated from Killian. Sorry to always talk about the same shit, but if you ask about our favorites.
Desert.
Yeah. Kayali Vanilla 28. And a new one that is, we've mentioned it before, but I've gone back to this a lot this fall, is The Harmonists' Hypnotizing Fire.
Oh, I fucking love that one. I think that's the one that was matched with me for my yin yang, whatever the fuck.
Uh-huh.
They had like a little test.
Yeah.
That's the one that was matched with me. I fucking love
it. It's exquisite.
It's so, I think it's the best one. Like, not even because it's like the one I was matched with, but like in general, I was like, oh, of course I would get the best one. Mm-hmm. Although Royal Earth is also my second fave from them.
Yeah.
Okay. My absolute hero. The first thing that came to mind was Iris Melicon by Maison Crivelli. But then I was like, Sable, do you wear this all the time? I don't know. And the thing that I do always love when I wear, and I only seem to wear it in the fall and winter, is Robert Piguet Eau de Lys.
Oh, you do love that.
Love that so much. Stays with you all fucking day and night. And I don't know.
If that's it.
That's it.
We got a lot of questions. We can keep going. Okay. All right. I don't. So we have two cloud questions, and I'm going to
rip
them at the same time. The first is from the Magic Emily, lover of cloud in need of a scent with similar-ish price point and fragrance profile.
I don't know, man.
The second is, like Tynan, so many friends love cloud. What is a new cloudish option? Okay, if you're looking for something that smells like cloud with a similar profile and price point, just buy cloud. I don't get what the question is here.
Or buy cloud intense.
I would say if you must just...
Or Burberry Her. But again, it's much more expensive.
I would say Burberry Her or Sniff Sweet Ash. Okay. I feel like Sweet Ash...
Sweet Ash? Are they starting to make a pun?
I don't know. No, I think... I just think that's a cool name.
Okay.
I hope. I hope that's not supposed to be a pun. yeah. And I feel like Sniff Sweet Ash leans a little bit more Baccarat Rouge than it does Cloud, but it's nice. But just buy Cloud, get
just
over
buy
it.
Cloud.
All right, not on Maine. A festive scent. Give me chandeliers, bubbles, velvet, glitter, and a partridge in a pear tree.
Oy, oy, oy. I just said literally a Bath and Body Works holiday candle. Like, that's all of it.
Yeah. I took away velvet from this.
Oh, okay.
Because that was the easiest thing to place. Because, like, every time you find a champagne fragrance, it's just grapefruit. Anyway, my two are Decadence by Marc Jacobs, which is unfortunately discontinued. But it's a very rich, very very velvet vibes scent. And also Chanel Coco Noir, which I really like. I feel like it is similar to Decadence by Marc Jacobs, but not as unruly. I think it's a really beautiful dark rose that I don't know if it's festive, but it reminds me of velvet. So,
okay, from Lioreal. Lioreal.
I don't know.
Lol, bit boozy scents. I like Angel Share, but it's a tad too sweet and way too much $$.
I think that was supposed to say Lil Bit Boozy Scents. I transcribed these and I didn't do a very good job.
I like it.
Boozy Scents, Angel Share, but is a tad too sweet and way too expensive. That's fair.
Oops. I guess not Killian Intoxicated, though. To be fair, I think the Angel Share ones are like more expensive than the regular core collection.
Yeah. Yeah. I think you're right.
So Killian Intoxicated is a little less, maybe.
That's still pretty expensive. I will say a fragrance that I found myself really enjoying this fall is Bentley for Men Intense by Bentley. Yes, the car brand. Okay. It's just like vanilla, tobacco, and whiskey. It's really, really good. Also, I just discovered this and I'm floored that I didn't know about it for a billion reasons. Bath and Body Works Coffee and Whiskey.
Oh.
We're going to track that one down and get back to it. But yeah, I mean,
Acro Malt. I think that's a great boozy option, but I also think it's like $100. Oh, they do 1 ounces now. Ah, perfect. Yeah. Anyway, it's less than $100. So Acro Malt. That's like the booziest boozy scent that I know of.
I guess also, I know I just said fuck Jazz Club, but it is on the list.
It is on the list.
And that is very boozy. Yeah. And it's also pretty accessible. Mm-hmm. I guess price point wise, it is a little bit more expensive than it needs to be, but like it's in Sephora. So if you see Jazz Club, it's very rummy.
Yeah.
I prefer a bourbon scent or a whiskey scent because I prefer bourbon and whiskey. But if you are looking for a big glass of booze.
What about Malin and Goetz Dark Rum?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I just feel like you smell like every bathroom below 14th
that's
Street.
That's true.
You know, because like
all the hand soap. All
every fucking restroom in the West Village has Dark Rum by Malin and Goetz in it. Which
Get
is
on Malin and Goetz.
But you know what, though?
Get out there, man.
We love Malin and Goetz. And every time I'm at like, I don't know, Dante or Fairfax or whatever the fuck, and I wash my hands,
I'm
like,
go to those like cool places.
I don't know.
I don't leave my house.
I go to a lot of dinners.
You do go to a lot of dinners.
But every time I use it, I'm like, This is good. Like I have nothing to say about it. Nothing bad to say. Rather,
I think it's their bestseller.
I think so too.
Scent wise,
you know what? Actually, yeah, we're circling back to fuck Jazz Club. Go to Malin and Goetz and get Dark Rum.
Yeah, do that. This is funny. Jill Eats Apples.
Jill Eats Apples wants to know best advent calendar for those with seasonal depression. LOL. Prefer non-denominational. My pick. And it's not a true advent calendar, but that's what we're calling it, is the Forever Mood Holiday Candle Advent Calendar. It is minis of Forever Mood's holiday collection, core collection, and some of their hits from throughout the year. I think it's really great for a candle lover. Mm-hmm. I think it's also like, we'll get you through the whole year. And we also love Forever Mood and Jackie Aina.
Mm-hmm.
Also, my mom bought me a marshmallow advent calendar because I haven't shut the fuck up about marshmallows the entire year. It's adorable.
Wait,
I can't wait to
break it. Is it actually marshmallows?
I think so. I
That's brilliant.
It's still November.
It's just like a marshmallow a day. That's so funny.
Isn't it cute?
It's like an anti-vitamin. Right. Daily vitamin. It's so cute. Okay. Sure, nah. It says, I love these usernames.
I know.
Looking for something similar to By the Fireplace by Marcella. Thank you. Oh, wow. You really went to town on this list. This is a good list. Yeah.
So By the Fireplace
is
so fucking good. Sweet woody scent. It's like wood and hazelnut and vanilla. And I mean, it's gorgeous.
But it's like got a smoky, grounded quality mm-hmm. to it that I think makes it really interesting and complex.
Yeah. To go back to it, I would say the harmonist hypnotizing fire.
Absolutely.
Because
absolutely.
It's has that like, it's like wood and praline.
Yeah.
It's like really sweet, but really.
But it's got this
dark.
Like, yeah, like warm simmering quality to it. That's yes. just like, ugh, so good.
Yes. Kayali invite only amber, mm-hmm. which mm-hmm. I think is stunning. If you want to layer that with the vanilla, I think that's a great idea. That'll probably get you even closer to by the fireplace. There is Emporio Armani Stronger With You. Absolutely. It is,
so many words.
Besides being an insane name,
yeah.
It is a flanker of Stronger.
Right.
I think it went Stronger and then Stronger With You. I'm not even quite sure. But it has a hazelnut note in it that By the Fireplace also does. Mm-hmm. So I think that they hold hands really nicely. Also, Givenchy, Gentleman Only, Reserve, Privé. These flankers just get more insane as they go.
Words, man.
Another beautiful woody nutmeg scent.
Mm-hmm.
Finally, a Tarte Libre d'Orange Frustration, which is a new scent.
It's good. It's
very woody, yeah. very spicy. It's almost like a literal cinnamon.
I like it.
It's gorgeous. Yeah, it's really pretty.
And I suggested Aedes Serge de Lune, which is their like smoky, earthy vanilla. Commodity Velvet Bold, which smells to me like velvet curtains on fire. It's really good. And this is kind of like a Hail Mary, but the Maison Crivelli Patchouli Magnétique. It's one of their extraits. It's super, super strong. One spritz will do ya, but it's like this incredibly earthy gourmand that smells like lightning and damp earth.
Mm-hmm. And chocolate cake.
And chocolate cake.
Yeah.
Okay. Moon Sapphire.
You are so much braver than I am reading these usernames.
Just spitting them out.
Looking for a true almond, like almond extract, not powdery diaper almond vanilla like Confetto.
I don't know what Confetto is.
Neither do I.
But immediately what came to mind for me was Marc Jacobs Perfect Intense.
And I fully disagree because that is...
I don't think it's powdery.
Just as powdery as...
I think it's like crazy almondy.
But
what is a non-powdery almond?
I would truly... If they wanted this almond, I would just say go to Demeter.
Okay.
If you're looking for literal...
Yeah, that's true. I haven't smelled Demeter's almond. Do they have one?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, that's the other option then. There you go.
Or Laura Mercier has a body souffle that is an almond scent and people go nuts for, including Allison Freer from Exo Jane and Billie Eilish.
Billie Eilish. Yeah.
The person, not the scent. So yes. If you were looking for a body product that is not a fragrance, I would.
What about the Sol de Janeiro scents? There's one that's like super, super macadamia. I guess they're different nuts. Never mind.
They reference a lot of nuts in their notes and copy, but like they, God love them. They're a shit on shit fragrance in the sun.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah. I can't do it. This username.
Okay, her dream journal would like to know.
This is a good question.
Small candles with a throw that can fill a bedroom. Scent profile up to your discretion. Anything from Bath and Body Works, obviously.
I would say Forever Mood as well.
Yeah. And I would say the Replica candles as well. I think I have By the Fireplace. I've been burning that one all week and that shit fills a room. Also, I mean like that scent is just particularly like a big scent, but still.
I would say our friends at Otherland as well.
Oh, yeah.
I will say that, like, if you, I don't know where you live,
or net.
Her dream journal, but if you have the opportunity to go in store, I would do that before buying because all of their candles are gorgeous. But what I like about them is they're not all super loud. So if you are looking for a super loud candle, maybe don't go to them all the time.
I think they want a super loud candle.
Yeah. You make a good point with net. Net candles are gorgeous. I just forget
they're
how
not,
expensive
they're not
they
big.
Are.
That I mean, they're not small. That's the thing. They're kind of big.
They're so expensive.
They are?
Yes.
How much are they?
Like $80 and above.
Do they do votives?
No.
Okay, never mind then. Never mind.
Oh, wait. Oh, her dream journal again. For myself, a non-smoker who wants to smell like cigarettes and sex for the night. Purses of interest, sex and cigarettes.
Duh!
That's all.
Yeah, I'm not doing this. That's it.
You know,
end of list.
There it is.
Yep. Bandersnatch wants to know, gift for the bride to wear down the aisle, prefers woods, subtle, cashmere, and champagne. Again with the champagne. What is with the champagne?
I get it as a note, but it's like, like I said, it just always takes you to grapefruit, which is fine.
I don't like it. Right. Anyway.
I don't have any opinion on this one. You go ahead.
Like, I don't know. I said, I offered up Killian's Sacred Woods. Nothing really popped into my brain. Maybe Iris Malcon. I don't know. When I think of like Woody Settle and Cashmere, I can work with that. Then like champagne is like skirt, skirt, then, twist. Then
pull, yeah. it out.
Pull out. Pull
I just
pull
like out. That's so much more of a you profile than me. So I'm like, okay. Take it away, Sable.
The champagne really threw me, man. I don't know.
Melanie Nitz wants to know, what do I give someone who loves fragrance with a partner who hates most fragrances / candles? And I would say a new partner. Like, yep. Don't give them a scent.
Yeah, I think that's that.
Oh, Mary Ellen Foxby wants to know, best, cheapest candle. I think this is a great question.
Yeah.
But I also think that, like, I think doing the legwork is what's exciting about this question. Mm-hmm. I mean, we could say take advantage of the 3-week promotions at Bath & Body Works.
Target.
Also do that because, like, you can get them for dirt cheap. Also, go to Target.
Go to Target. Target has really good home candles.
Yeah, beautiful, beautiful scents. Yeah,
they're like $15.
Yeah. Oh, okay, wait. Dom Skaggs wants to know, hair product for the mother who buys a Aveda Curl Enhancer just for the scent. Our friend Karen Esvig, who we shout out every episode, was a longtime employee of Aveda. And I asked her, and the closest we could get is fresh sugared lemon.
Oh.
It's not bang on, but it would be a similar vibe.
Okay.
It's a little citrusy and a little creamy, and everything Kara says is correct. So I would...
She would know.
She would know.
I would not know, but hey, there we go. Fresh sugar lemon?
Yes.
Okay, cool. Julia Davidson asks, what is the perfect icebreaker scent?
There's probably one too many I's in that, sorry.
Yeah, I was like, that might be a typo. What is the perfect icebreaker scent? The one that immediately leads to a follow-up question.
I think it depends on who you're talking to.
That's true, that is, you know? True. I will say from personal experience, the things that people most complimented me or come up to me to be like, what are you wearing, have been, I've talked about this the past like 3 episodes, Mathieu Permier, Crystal Saffron, Bond number 9, Chelsea Knights, and also Chanel Allure. Mm-hmm. Back when I wore that,
I would say Ariana Grande Cloud, because everyone asks me about that when I wear it. I would say both Pulp and Bibliotheque from My Ex-Boyfriend by Raido. And I would also say Hinoki Phantom from Boysmells.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Sort of any Boysmells fragrance because they're also fucking loud. But yeah. Hinoki Phantom obviously is our favorite, but it's the one that, like, it's not going to choke you out. But, you know, other people smell it and it is unique enough that they will come back for a second. Also, any vanilla. Sorry, it's just people underestimate how powerful vanilla is.
Yeah. My former colleague, Rachel Krause, wrote a really good piece about why everyone's obsessed with vanilla, but like doesn't know it.
Yeah,
in Allure recently. Yep.
I can't wait to read that.
Yeah, go search that out. But she did have an interesting point from neuroscientist Rachel Herz, who we had on the pod like a year ago. And I remember when I read it, I was like, oh yeah, Rachel Herz said that on our episode too, about that there's a correlation between the scent of vanilla and breast milk. And that's why we find it so comforting.
It's wild.
So I was like, whoa. See, Rachel Herz is still banging that drum. Yeah. The breast milk drum. Moving on. Aveo Conorana. Did I say that right? Fragrance from my mum who works at uni. Says thank you to Alexa for playing radio and uses Dove deodorant. I would suggest Byredo Blanche.
That's a great answer.
Maybe Replica Lazy Sunday Morning as well.
Also great. I would also add to that probably anything by Rosie Jane.
Oh, definitely. You know? Yeah, for sure.
Not really my go-to scent profile, but from what I know. All right. So Olive Peters. Listen, when I transcribe these,
I think you're just like banging these out.
I was banging them out.
Yeah, whatever.
Alternatives to Sauvage with a similar profile but less fuckboy-esque. That's a great question.
That's an excellent question and I hate it.
I would say,
but I do agree with what you put.
Yeah.
Burberry Hero.
Actually, I put that down.
Really?
and I'm sort of disagreeing with myself now, but my alt is actually another Burberry scent, Burberry Touch for men specifically.
Oh, okay.
Burberry Touch is so good.
I don't think I've smelled that. Ugh. But Burberry Hero Intense, I think, is good.
You do like that. I have not smelled that.
Yes. Love that. Also, same perfumer as Mathieu Premier, already in Guichard. And apparently I like everything he does. So that's why I'm like, when I got it, Burberry Hero Intense, I was like, ooh, like, I don't normally like designer men's fragrances, but like, I do like this. So I was like,
Are we having him on the show?
Allegedly.
Okay.
And I would also suggest Hermès Terre.
Ooh, really?
Wait, what is it called?
Terre d'Hermès?
Yes. Yeah. Hermès Terre d'Hermès. D apostrophe Hermès. Yeah. That I would say. That's actually like the next evolution of like a step up from Sauvage.
Really?
That's like the evolved men's color.
And that's like Sauvage. Classic too.
That is a classic. Mm-hmm. That is such a good for men's TM fragrance.
You know what? I mean, okay. This is maybe not an answer to the question. But if we're going to go there, then I think Hermes H24 deserves a little bit more shine than it's getting.
I agree. I think they're different vibes. Like,
completely.
H24 is not as spicy at all, but it's very, very good.
Yeah. Okay.
Anyway. Yeah. Anyway, next person.
The question did say an entree. So I think that's their typo, not mine.
Okay.
But a personal fragrance for an outdoorsy significant other who doesn't care about scent. I don't know. Leave them alone. Like, don't make them wear scent if they don't want to. Also, Nuco Forest Lungs.
Yeah, I would say Forest Lungs for sure. It's like,
not to be too literal about it.
A thing that you're
it,
like, this is my interest plus your interest. Yeah. Like, it's the perfect marriage.
Oh, see, that's a good way to put it.
Yeah.
Or not.
Or nothing. Soap.
If people don't want to wear fragrance, don't make them. That's fine. Celebrate that too. That's also a personal choice.
Yeah, you can gaslight them with eccentric molecules on one too.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. Oh, I think this is the message that we played.
Okay. Sybil, what do you want for the holiday?
Oh my god. Just 7 boyfriends. I'm kidding.
I love the number 7. It's very biblical.
Yeah, right? I don't know why it just popped into my head. Then it was like, that's way too much admin. Like, I can't do. Mm-hmm. I can't even deal with like 2. Like, what do I want for the holidays? God, what an excellent question. I want a vacation. Like a really...
Oh God, we're back.
Yeah. Expensive plane tickets to somewhere gorgeous and relaxing with good food.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's what I want for the holidays, honestly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I love that. We'll figure that out for you.
We'll figure it out. Me manifesting yet another thing.
I mean,
what do you want for the holidays?
I don't think I want anything, honestly.
Yeah,
I think I have everything I want.
Yeah, I'm never like a big gift person for holidays. I love gift shopping for other people. It's my time to shine.
Yeah,
that's my...
Oh,
that's
yeah,
my...
you do like
gift giving.
I don't, because I either know exactly what I'm getting 6 months beforehand or have no idea.
Yeah, fair.
And that stresses me out.
But I also love experiential gifts, getting people stuff like that.
Yeah, I feel like that like lets the air out of the moment of the giving of the gift, though. Yeah, my stupid materialistic
because
ass.
Because it's also like a thing I can do as well.
Yeah.
So like, this is kind of...
So you're
for
getting
me.
Yourself
yeah,
a
yeah,
gift.
Yeah, exactly.
That's fair.
And then, and then they fall in love with you. And third gift, emotionally manipulated you into falling in love with me. JK. Anyway, I'm a great gift giver.
I just want like a nice holiday season, I think.
Yeah,
and I think I'm sure I'll get that. Mm-hmm. I'm going home, which is cute.
Oh, you're going home this year.
Mm-hmm. And then, unless I get spooked again by another variant and cancel my trip the day before, like the drama queen I am. And then I want a cute New Year's. And I just want to...
I would love a cute New Year's. I haven't had a cute New Year's in like, I can't remember how many years. That's not true. I had a cute New Year's 2020, but it's a bygone era.
Yeah. Would you...
It's just like, it's like me hanging out with my ex-boyfriend doing mushrooms and having like a private dance party in his apartment.
What?
I told you about this.
Oh my God, you did.
Yeah.
What I love about you is like, you're very like, obviously you don't drink and whatever and like you don't do anything, but like once a year you'll be like, yeah, like then we did mushrooms. I'm like, say, but what? Like,
okay, here's the thing. It's like, I'm not against drugs. It's just, I'm very particular about who I do them, like who I do them with. Because, like, I don't pay for drugs, so it's, like, whoever's giving them to me,
right.
It's a matter of quality.
That's corny.
And, yeah. So, And, you know, you have to be in the right company, in the right mood.
Okay, anyway, this podcast is against drugs. Do not do drugs. Fentanyl is everywhere. You will die.
Oh, yeah. Don't do those drugs.
Yeah, don't do any of that.
Do whatever you want.
Also, snorting things is just so gross.
That's
your nose, bitch.
Grody.
You need that.
I've never done a nose drug. Ever. And everyone's like, oh my God, that's great. I've also never really done prescription drugs, like pills.
I've never done cocaine and like don't want to. Everyone's like, that's so crazy. I'm like, no, it's not.
No,
like,
it's
that's
not.
That's a very normal thing to not do. It's also easy not to do cocaine.
Exactly.
Like, I don't know what the conversation is here.
It's not a sexy drug.
No, it's not.
And the whole point of drugs is to be sexy.
Also, like, coke dick, no thank you.
What is that?
It's like whiskey dick, like where you can't get hard.
Oh, you can't get hard. Ugh, yeah, no. You got SSRIs doing enough for you there.
Please. If I'm going to do one thing, it's get hard.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean, though? I'm like, I'm not doing anything that will impede that. Please.
I'm so glad I don't have a dick.
I'm so glad I do.
Oh, my God. Anyway. Do drugs.
Anyway, do drugs. Yeah. God. Okay, girls.
Okay, girls.
Here's what's coming up. Since I am a superstitious numerologist, I want to point out that our 100th episode of Smell You Later is coming up, mm-hmm. which boggles the mind.
It's nuts.
So we're getting into 3-digit territory, and in celebration of it, we are doing a countdown of the top 100 smells for our 100th episode.
Not ambitious at all.
So,
top smells,
top
100, the Billboard top mm-hmm. 100 smells. Mm-hmm.
And listen, since we are a podcast not only about fine fragrance but about scents in general, this is not limited to fine fragrances. Mm-hmm. I don't know why I'm telling you guys the rules because it's only for us. However, I just want to prep you for what you'll be getting. So, starting next week, we're gonna, for the sake of you and us as well, we are breaking it into 2 episodes. The top 100 smells
of all time.
And it's going to be great. It's going to be fun. So get ready.
Yep.
Think of your favorite smells so you can celebrate along with us.
Yep. Just come up with like scorecards, tick them off the boxes. Right.
And until then, you can follow us on smellyoulater.mp3. You can hit the link in our bio on Instagram and go to our website, smellyoulater.live. From there, you can check out our cute, very soft, very comfortable merch, of which I'm wearing today. You can leave us a voice note.
Yes.
Or whatever. You can follow me on Instagram at TynanBuck.
And I am at SableToothTigra.
And until next week, we will smell you later.